ज्ञानत्विरांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे मांसाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिसे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदानीं कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो यं प्राप्यजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह प्रातर्याजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया कर्मोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिना नतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति भिक्षायाधि तन्मयमाशरणम्
First of all, my heartily millions and millions of Dandat Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnu Bhad, Shishimad Bhakti, Prajnana Kesho Goswami Maharaj, and same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru. Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnu Pad Shishimad Bhakti Vedant Swami Maharaj. Well, Radhi Lila finished. After that, Mathura Lila, Krishna killed Kansa and his associates. And then he came to Dwarkapuri. And from there was a Maha battle, very great battle. World War between Kaurava and Pandava. Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Dushasana and Duryodhana all finished. Pandava party also finished. Only Krishna, five Pandavas. No one else. And in Pandava side, three more. After this, Brahma came to Krishna with Shankar, with all the demigods, with Sanat Sanandana, Sanat Kumar, all. And they came to see Krishna in Dwarkapuri. And they, after taking darshan, they thought, our life is successful now by taking the darshan of Krishna. So they began to do stall and stuti, glories of Krishna. When finished, then again Brahma told, Prabhu, you are Lord of Lords. You are all powerful. You are independent, but whole world, all are dependent. At first we pray you to take the burden of earth. And that is now finished. Being in Vrindavan, Putana, Agasur, Bagasur, Trinagar, Sattasur, Vyamasur, oh, so many. Keshi, Sankhachur, all bad things. In Mathura, you finished, you killed Kans, all his associates. And in Dwarkapuri, from there, Sisupal, Dantapatra, Kajavan, and so many finished. And in the end, you finished through Bhim and Arjun. All the demon kings of both sides. Now, burden is taken. We pray that you should return back to your Dham, Vrindavan Dham. Please, at the time of coming, you should give your darshan in my Brahmaloka. Krishna told, oh, I know, I remember all these things. Everything is finished, but something is remaining. All the Jagvanshis said by my arm, they are very, very powerful. Even demigods cannot do anything. So after being, they can do something wrong. So, very soon I will finish the finishing of Jadavan's dynasty has begun and very soon I will come. And then Krishna inspired something. Narada Rishi, Kapil, Gautam, Durvasa, so many races, they came to Dwarka, took darshan of Krishna, and satisfied, and they went to Som. Prabhastirtha on ocean, where Somnath temple is there, and began to tell glories of Krishna. In the meantime, the princess of Jadavanshi, Sam, and all Rajkumar, princess, all princess, they came to the Rishi. Sambhava, son of Krishna, felt beautiful. So they decorated her with him like a very young lady and put some cloth and India for tawa for
frying pan to make chapati.
For chapati. That is iron. Put on them that it seems that she is pregnant. The men to resist. They wanted to cheat them. They told, oh, this is Mahasis. You know past, present and future. Please tell, this lady is very sorry. So, son will come or daughter will come. Again and again they were telling. Then Durvasa was there. He became very curious. Oh, you have come forth to cheat me and all the rishis as if they don't know anything. Oh, no son, no daughter. She will give a path of a Musa, you know,
the club.
Wooden and in the end iron. In India is still going on for paddy or
husking the grain.
Grain. Oh, they can fear. At once they went far away from there and they opened and saw, oh, really, a Musa was there. And they at once went to Ugrasen Maharaj, not to Krishna. Ugrasen, who was the king of that dynasty, and told all these things. Oh, then Ugrasen told, oh, you have done so much wrong thing. Why you went to receive to Upahas?
Joke with them.
Now our dynasty will be finished. Because the Rishi has told, oh, this by this Musa, your dynasty will be finished. So they gave that Musa to him and he burnt that wooden part and iron part to dust
like powder.
Dust. But he still
little bit was remained.
Some iron part, three
angles remained.
One left. It could not be dust. And then he ordered anyone, take it all these things, the
dust
of Musal and also iron dust and that left iron and give it to Ocean. They gave it to Ocean, but Ocean didn't want to take anything. By his vest all came to show and very soon they became grosses, very
sharp
lips and very hard. And one fish took that remnant of that iron. But she was caught by any fisherman. And then he saw that in the stomach of that fish is there. He took it. He ate the meat and fish and took it and put it on the arrow of on the top of arrow like that. Now in Dwarkapuri so much aspiration things were going on. Without any cloud, blood coming from clouds. Elephants, dogs, they began to weep. Dogs especially began to weep. Oh, so many things. Then Krishna told, oh, we are seeing so auspicious. He called all the Jalvansis and told, just now we should give up this place and we should go to Prabhastitha. Very auspicious. And there we should do fire sacrifice. And then we should feed Brahmins so that all our suffering should go away. All become happy to hear this. And only some old person were kept there and all went there. They did such a sacrifice. In the meantime, Krishna was sitting there. Uddhava searching Krishna, where is Krishna? And he went to Krishna and told, O Krishna, you are my Swami, Prabhu, you are Lord of Lords, you have created this world. I think and what I am seeing the same time. I am thinking that now you will give up this world and you will go to your dham. So I also want to come with you. Krishna told, yes, I want to go very soon. In 7 days, ocean will come and everything Dwarka will sink and no trace. So, all the old persons, those who are here, they should go with Arjun to Hastinapur. And very soon I will give up this world. Uddhava began very sad and began to weep and told, oh, I cannot be without you. From God I am serving you. Without you, how can I? Then Krishna told that you are my servant also. You must be here after me. You should sing my glory to the whole world. And thus they will hear and very easily they will be liberated. So you must live here after me. Then Uddhava told, how can I live? Please instruct me how I can live here. So Krishna now began to give some instruction to Uddhava. That is called Uddhava Sambhad. Uddhava Sambhad. Anikita Yoga. Namami Nanda Nandanam Namami Nanda.
Thank you.
Something about bhakti.
Can I come to Andasya? Can I come to Andasya? Krishna.
Before I begin, I would like to offer my heartfelt Sandhavat Pranam to Gurudev and to all the devotees here. I feel very fortunate to be able to be here and to take your association. We learn from what Gurudev has told us and from what we can read in Shastra that Bhakti has five stages for development. The first two of those stages, we have an ultimate opportunity, a rare opportunity to engage in. You know, the first two stages of those processes are hearing and remembering. And here we are, sitting in the room with the Maha Bhagavat, having an opportunity to hear and remember. And I know because I sit in the audience and I have a mature body too that sometimes get uncomfortable or I don't think I can listen anymore, I'm getting a bit stiff. But this is just the body and we have to fight this because only by hearing from a pure Vaishnava such as Gurudev can we make any process. And if we are hearing, then we have nothing to remember. And we have to remember in the right mood. So by engaging our sensing of hearing, we can take this on board and we can try to remember this in our daily lives. This is an appropriate evidence for us to proceed in our lives. In any aspect of life, if someone tries to be talking to doing something, he says, what is your reason? What is your evidence? Sometimes I work in law, so sometimes you ask the judge, oh judge, can you do this? You know, we need to delay the trial a little, and the judge will say, why? And you have to present evidence. So your mind is a little bit like this. I think you've heard this analogy before. So you have to give your mind evidence. And we learn from Jaya Dharma, a book that Gurudev published in English so that we can read it. And actually, he told me and many other girls we should read it 100 times. I haven't done that yet, but we can all try. And in Jaya Dharma, we know that one source of evidence, Pramana, Pramana I think is the word for evidence, we know that a source of evidence is the Vedas. And because we are only at the beginning stage in our spiritual life, we can't necessarily interpret the Vedas ourselves. Therefore, we need to do it under the appropriate guidance. And the appropriate guidance is Guru. Vedas incarnate, Nityananda incarnate. And so, this is our appropriate form of evidence to convince the judge of our mind. Should I go here? Should I go there? Or should I try and focus my energies on my spiritual life? So, I cannot speak from experience through that because I'm still struggling very much. But I'm not going to speak on behalf of everybody, and we're very glad to have you here. And I hope that you may make our hearts soft, but our minds very strong, and that we may follow you properly. And I'm sure everyone would rather hear from Gurudev than me, so just I'm going to finish up.
Sukadeva Goswami is telling that once Govinda Bhujagoptaya Ekadasya Skandam, second adhyaya, second chapter. That Maharaj Vasudev in Dwarka began to do fire sacrifice. So many Rishik, Brahmins and all were there. Swaha, Swaha, Swaha was going on. In the meantime, they saw in the sky a very big light
coming down.
And light coming towards them gradually. And when it came, that light came to near all the side that, oh, Devasi Narada is coming. Vasudev Maharaj told, stop the fire sacrifice. No need. The fruit of
fire sacrifice
himself has come. Now we are then getting, even in one moment of inspiration of a high class Vaishnava will liberate from this world and it may be Krishna. And Krishna prays, so no need of doing. And then, what they think of Narad Rishi, took his water on bed and they prepared. And then Narad Rishi went, sat very easily, then folded his hand. O Prabhu, we are Grihastha.
Householder.
We are householder. Always thinking in Vishaya, thinking of Vishaya, of children, wealth, other things, same. So, I think you have come, believe, to liberate us from this world. So please tell that how our हम लोगों का नित्य कल्याण होगा.
Eternal benefit for us. What is the benefit? Eternal benefit for us.
How our eternal
benefit will be achieved?
Welfare we will turn. Then Narad Rishi became very happy. Oh, you know, there are no Yogendra. They never die. From beginning, they are out of Varnasam Dharma, Paramahamsa, and they know all kinds of tattva, and they are Param Bhava. They came to Nemi Maharaj. Nemi Maharaj also, very tattvajna, he knew all tattva. He also asked that question. Oh, you Yogeshwar, tell me, Bhagavad Dharma, what is Bhagavad Dharma? I heard Bhagavad Dharma, only name, but I want to. I heard that by Bhagavad Dharma, anyone can be liberated very soon and Krishna Prem will come. Please tell me. Then one of the Navayogendra, his name was Kavi, he began to answer. Oh, Vali, thank you, repeated. Savai Kunsan, Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Rato Kaje. The bhakti of Supreme Lord Bhagavan. By this, all kinds of kalyan, welfare, worldly and transcendental, very easily it will come. Bhagavad Dharma told by Bhagavan himself. Himself, by Krishna has told. Those who will follow this Dharma, Bhagavad Dharma told by Krishna, if closing their eyes, they will run on this path, Bhagavad Dharma path. They cannot fall down. What means? If they are following this Bhagavad Dharma, Vaidhi Bhakti, and after that Raganuga, in Raganuga, the devotees, when they come in Thaumal, oh, they don't do Arsha. Also, they don't meditate Dwarka Queens. They don't take food and other things. What is all activities? What is they do for Krishna to please ask Krishna? If they gallop, they don't do asana or dhyana of Rukmini Satyabhama. If running very fast, Mani Bhava Bhakti, Radha Nuga, they don't
deviate from the
deficit from that path. Bhayanti steja dvityara vinivesa tasya ishatape tasya kipatya vasmati. Oh, yo. Define this.
Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanasarasa Chakshurunvirtam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Srila Gurudev is now introducing this topic of the Nav Yogendras, the nine perfect yogis who were pure devotees of Krishna when they came to visit Sri Maharaj Nini. And as Gurudev explained, when they came to visit to the palace of the great king Nini, they came there to benedict him. And he very humbly received them because he was a bhakta. He wanted to understand what is the actual path of perfection that all persons can follow in this world and very easily to attain perfection of their eternal soul, their eternal well-being. So Srila Gurudev has also explained that when Kali Rishi, one of the Navayogendras, began to answer Maharaj Nini, he immediately explained that this path of Bhagavad Dharma, that means pure devotion, Uttama Bhakti, as we have been hearing the past few days, Uttama Bhakti to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is the fearless method. And it cannot fail to give perfection. And Srila Gurudev also explained to us yesterday that in sadhana bhakti, in the path of devotional service in practice, there is two types. There is the path of vaiti marg, that means following carefully the rules and regulations of shastra, with faith in the shastra. And then there is also the path called Ragmarg or Raganuga Bhakti. So Srila Gurudev is pointing out here that if someone is on the path of pure Ragmarg Bhakti and they have attained transcendental Bhav Bhakti, there is no possibility of their falling down from this path under any condition. And because of the spontaneous attraction to the divine service of Krishna, they gallop very quickly towards the ultimate goal of life. So that was explained by Kavi Rishi. And then Kavi Rishi began to explain how a conditioned soul who is captured in this material illusory world of Maya, how he may very easily come out of this illusory condition of life. So he explained the verse, Bhayam vitiya enidesha tasya Ishada Petasya Vimaraya Yo Asmati Tanmaya Yato Buddha Ava Jaitam Bhaktyaika Yesham Guru Devatatma. So in this verse, which is a very often quoted verse by our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, the condition of illusion is explained. Why all of us, conditioned souls in this material world, why we have become overwhelmed by this powerful illusion of Maya, in which we are thinking that I am this temporary material body, and everything belonging to this temporary material body is mine. This is the illusion caused by Maya. So, Vayam Shritiya Abhinivesha Tasya Ishad Abhetasya Viparinayo Asmriti. The problem of the conditioned soul is called forgetfulness, asmriti. He has forgotten. He has turned away from his eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, forgetting that actually he is the eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. And in that pure condition, he is able to understand at every moment that the Supreme Lord is the Supreme Atma Gyan Paratattva. That means he is the non-dual Supreme Truth and Reality, and there is nothing else existing besides him. But in this material world, the living entities have become absorbed in duality, meaning that they are in illusion thinking that they are separate from Krishna, from Bhagavan. And they are thinking that they have an independent life, an independent existence from him. Therefore, they become absorbed in this temporary, illusory world of family attachment and so forth. And they forget their real relationship with him. So, as a result of this absorption in the vidya of Vidyadeshita, completely absorbed in the duality of this world, now they become subjected to all of the fears and all of the worries and all of the anxieties of this world. Summarized in the word bhayam. Bhayam means fear. The conditioned soul feels very, very fearful. At every moment, death is facing us. Although we choose to ignore that fact. But everyone knows that I am going to die very soon or a little bit later. Every single one of us is going to die. So our existence within this world is constantly being threatened by non-existence, by death. And the conditioned soul, he fears this. Why? Because he sees that there is something separate from Krishna. So that illusory condition of fearfulness and vidya, duality, ishata petasya viparyayo asmati, it becomes the opposite condition to his eternal, normal, and natural state, in which he is fully absorbed in love for the Supreme Lord. So, how can someone come out from this illusory condition? Here, Kavi Rishi gives the solution to this problem. Parmayadato buddha avajetam bhaktyaikalesham guru devatatma. Anyone can come out of Maya if he is intelligent enough that he will absorb himself in the process of ekanishtha bhakti, completely one-pointed bhakti, to the lotus feet of Bhagavan. And here, he's mentioning in particular bhaktyaikalesham guru devatatma. Here he is explaining that Sri Guru is the divine manifestation of Bhagavan himself in this world. He is called Krishna Kripa Sri Murti. He is the embodiment of the mercy of Bhagavan for all conditioned souls. So when Bhagavan manifests in this world, sakshat haritvena, he manifests direct manifestation in the form of Sri Guru. Then that is the most merciful gift coming from the Supreme Lord Himself, this sensation. So in this way, when the disciple accepts the merciful lotus feet of Sri Guru and takes full shelter there, Guru Pada Ashraya, when he accepts Sri Guru as his Guru Devatma, his worshipable deity, and his very life and soul. Srila Gurudev has explained that we in this world are very much attached to our own self. If something dangerous happens around us, immediately we begin to think, how can I save myself? How can I save those who are connected with me? We run here and there very quickly. Like last night, everybody began to think, oh, is my car parked in the field? It will get drowned. Oh, I have to move this. Oh, I have to run back home before it floods. So we are very attached to our own self, meaning our Atma. Because why? Because our Atma is the part and parcel of Sri Krishna. It is, we are his eternal Superior potency, as Srila Gurudev beautifully explained last night. We are the Parashakti coming from the Tatsa Shakti of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. We are superior to this illusory Maya. So because our Atma is part and parcel of Krishna, therefore it is very dear to us. But actually Sri Krishna, He is the Atma of our Atma. He is the supreme, dearmost object of love of every jiva soul. And when He comes in the form of Sri Guru to introduce Himself to us within this world of suffering, if we accept Him as a direct representative of Bhagavan Himself, and we worship Him as our worshipable Lord and our very life and soul, just like if we see Sri Guru coming into the room, our immediate feeling within our hearts will be, oh, here is entering my own Atma, my own Self, my dearmost Sri Gurudev. So this is called Vishram Veda Gurur Seva. Serving Sri Guru with intense affection and love, and understanding that He is more near and dear to me than my own self and even anyone connected with myself. And that is called Lokit Sambandhuvat. When we see and feel that Sri Guru is more dear to me than any intimate family member, and we take Him deep within our hearts and worship His lotus feet and serve His Manobishtam, His inner heart's desire, then this process is called Guru Bhaktyarika Yesham Guru Deva Tatma. And that is what Kavi Rishi has prescribed here, to follow this process of pure devotion and pure bhakti. It will be the solution to all of our problems, all of our fears, all of our worries within this world, all of our attachments within this world. They'll all be broken and shattered by this divine connection with pure devotion and love for Sri Guru Deva. So that is the recommendation of Kavi Rishi.
So he told the root of Bhagavad Bhakti to worship Krishna is Guru Nishtha. Serving Him without serving Guru and pleasing without anugatya in the
guidance
of Gurudev. Anyone in this whole world, a person like Brahma, Shankar also, they cannot have bhakti. So you should know these things. Without Guru serving, you cannot achieve bhakti. And if no bhakti, no liberation from this world, no Krishna prem, nothing. Life in the end. So, what is Bhagavad Dharma? Krishna has told Himself, that is Bhagavad Dharma. We are told. Now, what to do in Bhagavad Dharma? Very easy, nothing so much. Sidman Subhadrani Rathangapani Janman Karmani Sajani Mokhe Gitani Namani Tadakthakani Gayam Vidajyo Vijaye Dasanga Evan Pratashvapriya Nama Pitya. Those two. You should explain.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, we have heard from Srila Gurudev that when Vasudeva Maharaj was giving fire sacrifice, Narada Singh came down from heavenly planet, Vaikuntha planet, holding Pinami's hand, and what he is doing? Sriman Narayana 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 Sriman Narayana Narayana Narayana. When he came, then Vasudeva Maharaj told, stop, no need to more fire sacrifice.
Why is trying to explain this issue?
Why? Because the result of fire sacrifice has come. Easy to get darshan of Bhagavan, but very hard to get darshan of his peace and king. So, when he asked the question, then Narada Singh told, as before,
second
Maharaj asked same question to Navadevendra. Navadevendra said, Hobbies, Antariksha, Prabhupada, Pippalam, etc. Now, they're telling how to maintain Bhagavad Dharma. It's very easy. They mention the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimnan Subhadrani Rathanga Pane. Janmani Karmani Chayani Loke Gitani Namani Tarathakani Gayani Vilajit Vicharita Sandra. Signal have to listen. From whom? From bona fide Gurudev and bona fide Vaishnavas. What have to listen? Signal Subhadrani. Subhadrani means auspicious. Subhadrani means special. Auspicious in special way. That means everything is very auspicious. Subhadrani Rathanga Pane. Rathanga means the limbs of chariot, means this. Rathanga Pane means Krishna. Janmani Karmani Chajani Loke. Incarnate in this world, what he did past times, we have to recite that. How? Or if I do so, what people will tell, what my parents will tell, what my children will think, what my friends will say? No. This pillar job have to be completely silenced from that. What some will tell me? The Janmani, Karmani, Chajani, Loke. When Krishna incarnate in this world, he took incarnate in jail of Kamsa Maharaj in 400 and so many ornaments, and same time he took birth from the womb of Mother Yashoda and Gokul Mahavan. And what happened about that, you know, how Vasudeva Maharaj took him to Gokul and what happened there. And Janmani, Karmani. Anyone not famous in this world by his birth, famous by his own activity. Because he mentioned in scripture, Kirti Yashasa Jivati. What he will do, later on people will remember by your action, by your activity. So Karmani, yesterday Gurudev told about Chatushvati Bhagavat. What karma? When Krishna incarnate in this world, when he was only 6 days old, what he did? He killed Putana. And Putana was an ordinary lady. She had 10,000 elephant power. And she came to kill Krishna. What happened? Putana, Balhatini, Rakshati, Rudhidasana, Jigamsati Hare, Samanda, Tapasadratim. What Putana, what her qualification? Just like if you want to have a job, then you have to fill up form. So when Kamsa Maharaj came to know from Durga Devi that his killer has taken birth anywhere else, then he held a meeting. Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, Chanur Musti, all they are in the meeting. All of them fill up in form. Putana, how is Putana? Putana means Put, Na, Putana. Put means purity, Na means Na. Who has no purity at all? And put means children, no means na. Who has no children at all? Means always until mother has no children, breast milk will not come down. Putana Balhatini. Now he is philippine form. What is his academic qualification? She is telling Balhatini, I can kill newborn baby very easily. Now nationality. Third question. What nationality? Which? Rakshasi. Now, fourth one, have you any other science qualification in your expertise? Yes. Rudhidasana, I can drink the fresh blood of new baby. Jiham Shyavati Haraye, why do you want to take job? I want to kill Hari. And what happened? Samanu Dattapa Sarvati, give her breast milk and Bhagavan give him Mata Nilu Destination. This is Krishna's karma. And he called so many asur, I am not demons, I am going in pictures. Janmani Karmani Chajani Loke. Who is famous in this world? What activities he has done, that karma? We have to recite. And it mentions in scripture, we have to do Lila Smaran. The different stage of Lila Smaran. Do you remember Lila? In our stage, we have to pray Bhagavan, oh Prabhu, you give so much good destination to Putana. We are so wretched. She can destroy Master Putana up to us. So by this, we have to pray. Janmani Karmani Chajani Loke. Gitani Namani Tadarthakani. Not only that, Gitani means is glorification, the son glorified to him. Like just we have heard, Baraja Vithine Jamuna Tule Mancha Manahara Savita Pule. Another one, Namami Nanda 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 Hami Nanda Nanda Nam. All of this. And Buddha told so many times, now previous acharyas were true. Now what we are doing you can do, but in your doing working or grooming and cooking, anything you are doing, you have to chant Bhagavan's name. Like Govinda Dhamo Dharamadhave Ji, Govinda Dhamo. So Gitani Namani, and this is Gita. Namani means holy name. Like Hare Krishna, Govinda Dhamo Dharamadhave Ji. Naman Tarakani, Gayan Vilajjo, have to decide to us. We have to decide and give up our silence. Then we have to do that. After that, the next call is telling, Evam Vrata Sapriya Nama Kipta Jatanu Rado Tachitta Uchchai Hasat Tathu Rodi Tiroti Vyaktun Manavadutta Tiloka Vajja. Evam Vrata, we have to take this vow. What vow? Sapriya Nama Kipta. Bhagavan has so many names. One is primary name, another secondary name. Which name? Related to creation. Like Jagadish, Jagaprastha, Vasa, Niyanta, all these secondary names. And the primary name is related to Braj. Like Govinda, Damodar, Madhav, Krishna, Mukunda, Madhusudan, Samsundar, all these. Primary name. Among primary or primary is related to Gopis and Sakarishmati Radhika. Like हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते. First, everyone is chanting to pray to Krishna, all you are Krishna. You can approach everyone and give pleasure to everyone. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindho, you are ocean of mercy. I am so fallen, please bestow your mercy upon me. Dina Bandho, I am so fallen, and you are afraid of the fallen soul, so please bestow your mercy upon me. Dina Bandho Jagatpate, you are maintainer of this whole world. I am also entirely inside this world, so you have to maintain me too. Jagatpate, Gopesha. Still, devotee's heart is not fulfilled. He is telling, you are Gopesha. He is of Gop milk man. Still, he is not satisfied. Gopika Kanta, you are most beloved of Gopis. Still not completely satisfied, then Radha Kanta Namaste. You are Kanta of Radha, beloved, most beloved of Srimati Radha Thakurani. So, same way, the name of primary name is related to Srimati Radhika. And Radha Kanta, Radha Bhagavan, Radha Mohan, etc. So, if Evam Vrata Sapriya Nama Vidya, and what? And among these, which we have adhikar, according to our own adhikar, have to recite that name and have to gradually go up and have to pick up in climate stage. Evam Vrata Sapriya Nama Vidya Jatanu Rado Pratishta Uchchai. When we advance in Krishna consciousness, gradually, according to our constitutional form, our anuradha, affection will increase towards some name. This is each and every name related with some pastimes, not only like our name. Why his name is Madhav? Why Govinda? Why Madhusudan? Why Samsudan? Each and every name, there's one pastime. So, if you are personally increased towards that name, because if you are Hasat Patho, when devotee will be higher to us, then sometimes he is laughing so much. Why is he laughing? God is laughing, he became crazy. or became mad. Just like Gurudev has given an example, once a Rupa Sanipad doing bhajan, and in his bhajan he saw in trance that gopis every day are picking flowers to make garland for Krishna. But Krishna wants to make some fun. Before gopis coming, he climbed up a tree in Kusum Sarovar in Govardhan, and by his Vishwamba rope, he pushed down one branch, made it very low. And that tree was dear to Krishna, she was full of flowers. Srimati Radhika and other gopis were picking flowers. And Radhika saw one branch full of flowers, she went other side, and gopis all close by. That Radhika was picking flower. In the meantime, Krishna took it up, that branch immediately, like spring, go up. And Radhika, oh, I'm dying, falling from the tree. I fell from the branch. Oh, Radhika, oh, Krishna, please hold me, catch me, save me. Krishna immediately come and hold Radhika. Seeing this, Rupa Gosai began to laugh. In his trance. So, Vasav Kapho wrote the key. And sometimes he's weeping bitterly. Why is nobody so wise? Like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, just we have heard the kirtan, Bharata Bipini Yamuna Tule. In that kirtan, Bhangara Rasa Rathadi Hane, Bhakti Vinoda Paramahata Gane, Bhangara Rasa Rathadi Hane. All Guru Bhargas, they are in the consciousness of from their manjari, they are serving Radhika. So when Radhika disappeared from Rasdance, that Rasdance is broken, that Bhakti Vinoda Thakur, being in Father's study, he said, oh, now great danger came, now no more last chance. Began to eat. In the same way, the devotee is in higher stage. What? Where you see all this separation of Radhika, they could not tolerate, began to eat. Vasav Kapho wrote the roti. Sometimes being very bitterly, like Krishna disappeared, then all came to the bank of Jamuna, and they are deciding, Gopiji, yesterday, how from Srila Guru Dev Lotus Leaf? Jatite Hikam Jatmana Vraja, etc. Then they are lamenting so much very louder. Vasav Kapho wrote it in Roti, Gayatur Mahado, but Nishtati Loga Parcha. The Krishna is not coming, then they are glorifying his name. Because Krishna told, Namam Krishnami Parikunthe Yaginam Hidayena Cha, Madhukta Jatra Gayanti, Tatra Krishnami Narada. So Gopis thought, we not go deep forest, then Krishna will go more deeper and deeper, it will be for difficult for him. So they are singing what? Tavakatha amritam tapta jivanam kadibhiritam kalmasapaham savanamandalam simadatam bhumidinanti te bhuridajana. So they are singing like Gayati. How? Gayati unmadabat nittati loga parcha. As we seem like a mad person. Who is devotee that you think, oh, he is very good person, he is a good fortune. He is weeping, lamenting, rolling on the ground, crying out for Krishna, he is very qualified devotee. And general person they could not understand. How? Loka parcha to forget what he could say. If you do so, if you can do so, then you can very rapidly advance in Krishna consciousness. So, which in Srimad Bhagavata story in this world, the word I would explain, which are heard from Srila Gurudev, different time, if anything good in credit, go to Srila Gurudev, if anything bad, it is my imperfection that I could not catch properly. Hare Krishna, Panchayat, Rupal, Rupal, Chakitas, and Rupal, Vacha, Patitana, and Kavala, and Kavala, and Kavala, and Kavala,
this is called Bhava Dharma. Especially in Kali Yuga, himself Krishna in the form of Satyananda Gaudam, everywhere went with Sankirtan, now Sankirtan. He used to weep bitterly in Kirtan. So, this is Bhagavad Dharma, Sankirtan. Like Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Siyadvaitagadadhar Sivasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaitagadadhar Sivasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya
try to do like that. This is Bhagavata. If he will do bhakti, oh, bhakti, pareshan, bhav, virakti, andatra, chest, thick, head, cover, patak dhamanasya, yathas, natas, suttas, chipas, chipas, bhayo, nubhas. Oh, this would explain. When you will do bhakti, how you will know that, oh, I am right. You will be aware of something that has been stored in this.
Ajnanati varam nasya yananjana salakaya chakshurhu nilitam yeya tasmai sri gurave namaha vansha kalpataru yasya vipasindru vairaja Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Guru has ordered me to speak on this very important shloka in 11th canto, spoken by one of the Naika Venerables, Adi, to King Naimi Maharaj. First of all, I want to express how we have come here under the guidance of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas. We have arrived here in Moolambar. Yesterday we were at the showgrounds, now we have come to this wonderful place. How fortunate we are to hear from the lotus mouth of Sri Gurudev how to engage in this process of bhakti and pursue our eternal welfare. We are very, very fortunate. Shloka Bhakti Paraisana Bhavo Viraktir Anyatrata Isha Prika Eka Kala Prapatya Manashi Yadasa Nashyus Tushti Pustik Sud Apayo Nukasham. Here, Abhi Vardhanan Yoganas describes, this is the process, yeah, how we can easily realize whether we are progressing in bhakti or whether we are stagnating anywhere. He compares the process of bhakti to produce three effects or three results, three areas in which we can measure whether we are really practicing bhakti or not. If our aim is to satisfy Sri Krishna, we have heard yesterday, today, without taking shelter of proper guidance, yeah, under the lotus feet of Sadguru, we are in illusion. We cannot make any progress. Tasmat Guru Prapatyeta Yigyasu Shreya Uttama. If we realize what is our deplorable condition, without any good association, even with good association, we are not able to concentrate on the beauty of the process of bhakti. That process of bhakti, it will be experienced, as described here, three things. We will enjoy, yeah, practicing devotional service. We will realize our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the third effect, or the third result, we will feel detachment from anything which has no relationship with Krishna. Meaning, things which we want for our own sense gratification. And we will not renounce this world. Everything in this world has a relationship with Krishna, but how to properly related with Krishna, this comes when we realize what is our relationship with Krishna. And this will only take place when we hear and take complete shelter of the lotus feet of Sadguru. These three wonderful qualities, being fully absorbed in devotional services, realizing one's relationship with Sri Krishna, being detached from anything that has no relationship with Krishna, meaning not having any personal interest for enjoying this material body, mental, subtle and gross. Yeah. This is personified in the personality of Sadguru. Yeah. How fortunate we are that we have this association. Bhakti, manifests by associating with those who have bhakti. We will get the proper vision and the proper interest in bhakti only when we associate with those who have bhakti. If we make that a habit in our life, there is no doubt bhakti will manifest in our heart. This is the great gift and treasure which is available in this world. By sadhu sangha only, can we make progress in our own devotion? Realizing who we really are, what is our relationship with Krishna, and automatically detachment will come. If we practice bhakti and we are still interested in so many things in this world for our own sense gratification, then something is wrong. Then we should make a plan, be in association of Sadguru, be an association of advanced devotees, then all these bad things will leave our heart. There is no other process. So here it is described, just as someone is absorbed in eating. Yeah, you all have that experience when you have a big plate of prasadam in front of you. Yeah, with so many delicious preparations. Yesterday evening, even it was a Ekadasi, the day before, here the cooks are doing such a wonderful service. And Sahadev Prabhu and his team, they are preparing very delicious preparations. So it is described that if you have a plate of very wonderful preparations in front of you, and hunger is there, then you have no interest in anything else. Whatever happens around you, you don't see, you're fully absorbed, isn't it? Eating those nice preparations. What happens? We'll feel pleasure in eating. Moreover, yeah, strength will come, nourishment will come to the body. Intelligence, everything, yeah? And we will lose our hunger. Yeah? These three things, they manifest automatically. So for someone who has some attraction to engage in devotional services, yeah, he will see it as a big feast. Yeah? He will see everywhere opportunities how to engage in devotional services. So this is Sadhguru. He is, wherever he comes, he engages everyone. Yeah? Everything which he sees in Krishna's devotional service. Yeah. And we are very fortunate if Gurudev somehow has some interest in us. If he glances towards us and recognizes us and tells us, come on, yeah? Or Gurudev, I'm suffering so much, yeah? Or don't worry, I have a solution. Are you ready? Yes, Gurudev. Do everything for Krishna. If you don't know who's Krishna, no harm. Do everything for me. Do everything for Gurudev. Yeah. If we center our life around Sri Guru, how happy we will become. And how we have no time for anything else. Even if we have so many material desires, no time. Why? Because Gurudev is 10% engaged in the activities of bhakti. And he will engage everyone who is near him. Yeah, 10%. We have no time to do anything else. Always engaged in devotional services. So then automatically, pleasure comes. Yeah, we are happy. Yeah, like Gurudev is telling, we are traveling the whole world. Why? Why do we travel the whole world? To have a lot of happiness, Gurudev said. I want to have a lot of fun. Yeah? When we traveled, we started traveling. In 1996, my experience, I was a dry up, you know, useless fellow. Yeah? I didn't know what was happiness. Like Gurudev said, we're going to go around the world. And we're going to do four things. Everywhere we go, I want to go to the places where Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj had put his lotus feet. Yeah? And I want to take the dust and smear it upon my head. Why? Yeah? How Gurudev is honoring Vaishnavas. Yeah? I never knew this thing. Then Gurudev said, wherever we go, whoever is there, all the Vaishnavas we will respect properly. And moreover, those who have lost their inspiration, who have become weak, we will go there and encourage them. So again, become happy and 100% engaged in the Vaishnava activities. And the fourth thing, we will have a lot of fun. Yeah? And I tell you, it's a wonderful journey so far. Gurudev saw, when Mother Maharaj and Gurudev saw me smiling for the first time, they said, look, he's smiling. They were very happy. So now, the more we engage, yeah, in these activities, stay near those who have this bhakti parisara, parisara, bhavavi, raktir. We don't have that. Yeah? We are conditioned souls, bhadaji. But stay near those who have those wonderful qualities. Something will reflect on us. As Gurudev says, if you go near something which is full with oil or tar, if you come near it, again and again something will rub off on your cloth or your skin. Yeah? So this is the only hope for the living entity. To be near those who can give us that thing which we are hankering for so many lifetimes. This is bhakti. How fortunate we are. Yeah. So I want to stop my presentation here. And again, I hope that we'll all with fixed attention for the coming days we will hear from Sri Gurudev's lotus mouth how we can benefit, become happy, realize something of our relationship with Krishna, hear the proper information, some about the Gyan, who we are. Who is Krishna? What is this world? We are here just very temporary residents, yeah? Refugees always, Gurudev calls it, of this world. And by understanding who we really are, what is our relationship with Krishna, what is the spiritual world, where is our real happiness, very easy we can progress in the path of bhakti.
Thank you.
One check out for the Krishna, three plus, and we will say, we will have a lot of work for this, and we will have a lot of
money. In this world, we see the sky, air, water, this earth, so many grahana chakra,
stars and constellations,
so many trees, so many persons, so many all things. Everywhere a devotee sees Krishna, he remembers Krishna. He sees tree, but not tree, inside tree. A Bhagavat will see you, but not your body. What he will see?
Krishna is there.
Krishna is there and soul is serving you. Not outwardly anything. Oh, he is Bhagavat. We should try to see thyself. Do pranam to all. Because Krishna is everywhere. Be very sweet, do very sweet, hear me at all. Even don't joke so much, that's it. Joke is like, oh, if that person to whom you are joking, he is happy then, he will laugh also. So doing pranam to all, especially, further he will tell how to deal with Vaishnavas. So if they will do like so, what am I doing? To please Krishna and Guru. Then, gradually, at a time, as we get a
Mahaprasad. One bite of Mahaprasad.
Mahaprasad or anything. Our stomach gradually begins to fulfill. Some satisfaction, action coming. And now I will let it. And when you will take food, then, oh, I don't want to take anything. Similarly, when you are doing bhakti, you have realized that I am happy. Will realize Krishna, all thoughts will come. Gradually, prema bhakti will come. And then, totally, you will be detached from the whole world. No attachment to wealth, reputation, wife, sister, daughter, and then we will Imam Prakashapriya Namakritya, singing the glories of Krishna and Radhika everywhere, without shame, without attachment, they will go everywhere. So, now again, Nami Maharaj asked, oh, I'm very happy to hear all these things. Now I want to know this symptom of these Bhagavats or books. How they speak, how they walk, what they think, all these things I want to know. And he began to do. Sarvadesaja pasat bhagavat bhagavat atmana. Bhutani Bhagavat Tatmayanesh Bhagavat Uttama. Dhammakarma has told you, you remember very shortly, in brief, 3 years long.
Guru Vaya Gaura Chandra Radhika Tadale, Krishna Krishna Bhakta Yantada Bhakta Namo Namaha. First of all, I offer obeisances to Sri Gurudev, Srila Chaitanis, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, Sanghini Maharaj's asking from the Navayoganas, because we just have the glories of Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha is the only means to achieve liberation from this world, the only means to achieve Krishna. Therefore, since Nini Maharaj asks, please describe the characteristics and the different grades of Vaishnavas. Therefore, the Navayoganas, they describe three types of Vaishnavas. First, they describe the Uttam Vaishnava, then the Madhyama Vaishnava, then the Kanishtha Vaishnava. So very quickly, describing the glories of the Uttam Vaishnava. Because if we know first what is Uttam Vaishnava, Gurudev said just like, if we know what is Bhakti, automatically we know what is not Bhakti. So in the first way, if we can understand who is Uttam Vaishnava, then we can understand what is our own situation, what is the situation of everyone else. Therefore, Sarva Puja Suryaka Vyapasya Bhagavat Pavan Atmana Puntani Bhagavati Atmana Sateisa Bhagavat Uttama. So Bhagavat Pavan Atmana, the pure Vaishnava called the Uttamadikari, who is situated on the topmost platform of devotional service, Bhagavat Pavan Atmana. So, I heard from Sri Gurudev, this can have several meanings. For example, Bhagavat Bhavan Atmana, like the gopis, when we hear from Sukadeva Goswami, the Venugis, then the gopis are saying, Danya Samamuda, Apiyo, Apiharini Eta. How fortunate are the deer, they are serving Krishna. How fortunate are the clouds, how fortunate are even the rivers, how fortunate are the birds and beasts, even the palindis, even Govardhan. Actually, the gopis are millions of times in all of these. But the gopis are seeing their own root is situated in the hearts of all. Bhagavat Bhavan Atmana. Or another meaning is that, like Sri Gurudev said, the Mahabharata, everywhere, Sarva Bhutani Yapasya Bhagavat Bhavan Atmana. In everything I see, there is the one thing. What is that? Sri Krishna. Inside Bhutani, Bhagavati Atmana, inside each Atma they see only Bhagavan, and inside Bhagavan they see everything. Therefore, everything related only with Sri Krishna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's also mentioned Sarva Janga Nadeji Taramurti Sarva Tahoyo Dettasam Tarakishta Devashkoti. The pure devotee, when he sees moving and non-moving entities, he never sees their external form. Only everywhere he sees Sham Chibangalavikam Netam Prakasham, threefold bearing form of Krishna. So that is the vision of the Mahabharata. So we're probably thinking, well, I don't have that vision. So we're probably coming in the second grade, if we're lucky. That's the platform of Madhyamadikari. Madhyamadikari, they have the symbol, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described in Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita. They have very strong faith, but they're not very expert in logic and argument. They might be defeated, but their faith is very, very strong. The pure devotee, because he sees everywhere, everyone is related to Sri Krishna, he sees Sri Krishna and everything, therefore he never makes discrimination between who is low and who is high. He only sees his worshipful deity everywhere. But the Madhyamadikari, he cannot act on that platform. And if he tries to act on that platform artificially, they will fall down. Therefore, the symptom that Madhyamadikari has four types of dealings with persons in this world. Iswari Tata Vinyasu Balasi Siddhartha Ticha Nata Pradamayati Kapovicha Yakuroti Samadhyamaha. The Madhyamadikari has four types of dealing. Iswari Tata Vinyasu. He has prem towards the Supreme Lord. He has friendly dealings with those who are situated. Pradamayati Kapovicha. He has friendly dealings with those who are on the same platform as him. Those who are more exalted than them, they perform seva. And those who are less than them, they give mercy. And those who are envious or avaricious, they cripple picture. They are neglected. So these are the four dealings of a Madhyamadikara. If we can come to the state of Madhyamadikara in this lifetime, then we are very, very fortunate. Sri Gopal said, actually, all fall down comes from the platform of Madhyamadikara, because Kanishtha Adhikari is already somewhat in a fallen state. So if we haven't come in the second category, then we're probably looking towards the third category. That is the platform of Kanishtha. It's easy to remember, like this is called Kanishtha, the small finger. They are situated on the lowest platform of devotional service, but those persons are also very fortunate.
Also wenn man hier Punkte gehört hat, dann hat man das Fach, das zu tun ist, und hat man das Fach, das zu tun ist. Krishna said, that devotee who has great faith in the worship of the deity, is not day and night taking dinner bells and offer aarti, that have so much faith in the worship of the deity, but not that bhakta suchanesu. They cannot understand the importance of Vaishnava, nor can they discriminate between the different grades of devotees, that's an issue, and they cannot deal nicely even with the ordinary persons. Therefore, they have great faith in Bhagavan, but they cannot respect the Vaishnavas, they cannot respect ordinary persons. So these are the three types of devotees. And after Sri Kavi Rishi, if I'm not mistaken, he describes maybe 10-15 verses again, this stage of the Mahabharat, in whose heart even the sprout of desire for enjoyment in this material world never comes. Na kama karmana abhyani. He never has even a sprout of desire for karma or performance of self-seeking material enjoyment. That even that sin never even appears in their mind. That person was always equanimous in all stages. He is never disturbed. That is the Mahabharat. So therefore, to understand who is that guru who should be Devatmana, who should be the Ishadevala Atma, the Navagyanis have described maybe 15 verses describing their characteristics quite clearly. So if we're lucky, we should always, some people think we should not discriminate between different types of Vaishnavas, but Rupa Goswami says you must discriminate. If you cannot discriminate, you will fall down. Otherwise you'll make the horrendous mistake of choosing a low-class devotee as a Mahabharat, and you'll make a horrendous mistake of thinking that a Mahabharat is on the lowest platform of devotional service, then you'll criticize him. So either way, your bhakti will be completely destroyed. Go with him.
Now, in a simple way, if anyone, even one time, he has taken the name of Krishna, Govinda, Ram, any name, you should know him, Vaishnava, Kanishta. Those who are taking always Hare Krishna, day and night, they are Madhyam Bhagavan. And to whom we see and inspired to chant Hare Krishna by seeing, oh, he is Uttam Bhagavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said. Also, he has told that those who only do archan, they don't give honor to Vaishnavas. They don't recognize who is Madhyam, who is Uttam, who is Ganeshita. But he is a herd of Mayaba. Not Mayavati. Oh, we should consider him as a Vaishnava. And we should do pranam by
mind.
Not by
body.
And really those who have taken diksha and they know something tattva, but not perfect, but their bhakti sraddha is very, very
strong.
You should know Madhyam Adhikari. And those who have given up to criticize anyone, nothing to criticize, totally detached from this world, always
thinking,
always meditating the sweet pastimes of Krishna, oh, you should know he is Uttam. We should serve him by our whole life. Then, this is the Bhagavad Dharma. Also, if like so many calamity and sufferings are coming, but they don't
disturb.
Tate yukam tam susumikshamanam evasmakitam vipakam vipakam vidhan navaste jivet jat mukti pade. Always remember you all. If any suffering coming, you should know that suffering coming and also happiness will come. So don't be disturbed. Always doing pranam to Krishna, to Mahabharat. If you will be there, not by disturbing. Already, that I have done in past so many bad activities, by the mercy these are coming.
Oh, he will be the Uttaradhikari.
Inheritant of book.
Of Krishna Prem. Very soon, Bhakti will come. Also in Gita has been told.
If
sufferings are coming, no tastes are better. Suffering is coming, and after that, happiness will come. No harm. This is the mercy of Krishna. Alright. Dukheshwano dikmana. Sukheshu vigatya. Don't want happiness. If happiness is there, it comes itself. So, chit dhrij muni uchyate. Getting of anger, attachment, always remembering Krishna. Oh, he is Muni. He is pure. So you should try to do things like that. If any suffering coming, don't be them for that. Remember Krishna. If a very wealthy person loses his whole property, oh, he should be happy that, oh, I was engaged in this. Now I will have so much time to remember Krishna. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If whole wealth of the whole world comes, nothing. He engaged in what? In trying bhakti what? Constructions of temples, both distribution, book publications, and so many things are there. Feeding of Vaishnava, all these things. So in any way, he will not be disturbed or he will not be too much happy having more worldly things. Oh, they are Vaishnava. Really, Mahaprabhu. Once then, king asked, Prabhu, I want to know, what is Maya? Why we are thinking that I am this body? Oh, they are all mine. Then he became happy and began to tell, what is Maya? This is the power of Krishna. Power of Krishna, that is Maya. They are still Yoga Maya or Mahamaya. What is going on? By what power? Krishna creates this world, supports this world, and demolishes this world. This is Maya. Though we are not this body, this is a bag of urine, stool, blood, and so many things. But still we are thinking that, oh, we are body. This is Maya. All are mine. No one is mine. Husband. Krishna is worthy husband. These husbands, they will themselves die. How they can protect you? So really, pati means for
palan karne wale,
to
maintainer,
and
to
protector. Really, they cannot protect. And really, these are not wives, our wives. these are souls. All made servant and servant of Krishna. Don't think mine, but do pranam to all, knowing that all are made servant of Krishna. So, this is Maya. We see all these things in this world, but they are not immortal, they are all mortal. They are due to Maya. Oh, so many species of life we see. All kinds of trees, creepers, men, demigods, all. Oh, it is created by Maya. So you know through Maya. Bhagavad Gita, he is telling how a man can
get rid of this Maya.
Get rid of this Maya. Tasmat gurum prapadyetam. First you should know karmaniya arohanana dukkattai sukhayacha tasse paap vipajyasam mituni charinam. From beginning of creation we want to be happy. Whatever we do to get rid of sufferings and to be happy. But anyone from the beginning of the
creation,
no one is happy. Only bhakts are happy. Besides them, no one is happy. So now you know, science has so much
advanced.
Computer science has come. We can see cricket here, which is going on in Australia, anywhere else. Somewhere, President of America is speaking. You can see, and what he is speaking, you can see. Whole world has come in a
box.
But anyone is not. Medical science has so much improved. If your
brain
is damaged, they will take your brain and keep the brain of monkey here also. If your heart, then any other heart they will add. But even no one will help you. How can then be happy? Oh, then he did. Nityatideena vittena. Oh, you are whole life collecting money. Why? Will you take that money? Will you take a single price with you at the time of
death?
Nothing. Nityatideena vittena. If so much wealth is there, for so many enemies will come to take your money. Your relative will anyhow will take your money. All will take your money. And if that money is there, then if you are in India, very soon they will shoot you and take your money. And if no money, even unhappy. So, collecting good houses, good cars, good all these things, by that money, they will not make you happy. Only tasmad gurum prapadye jigyasu seyantram. If you want to be happy, you must do bhakti. And bhakti will come from a realized soul who can remove your all doubt. He is practicing bhakti yoga. He has some realization of Krishna. And he is detached from worldly things. Serve him, please him, and then he will tell you the process of bhakti. Vaidhi bhakti first he will tell. And after that, Raganuga Bhakti, and then more he will tell. And thus, by practicing Bhakti Yoga, you will be liberated from this world, and you will have Krishna Prem, your life will be successful. Gaur Premanande.
Hare Krishna. So, our class is going on very nicely. As you know, that past our class was in Sogram, after that too much rain, so we have to bound to move in Senahor. After that, they rented here. So you know, first setting one place to come another place, how difficult. Last night, you had to work up to 1 a.m. So to set a big festival, it's not less, it's very expensive to come from one place to another place. So now, whenever you want to request you something, listen carefully.
Hare Krishna, everyone. Mumbai, a very special place. We take you to a different spot every night.
Where will we be tomorrow?
We're not sure. We haven't decided. We'll let the Devi Gods work that out for us. First of all, I wanted to thank deeply all of the devotees who last night stayed up until past midnight in the pouring rain, covered in mud, gathering all of Gurudev's paraphernalia from the showgrounds and taking it to Mahaprabhu's cinema. And Mahaprabhu and Janavi Devi, special thanks to you. You've gone above and beyond the call of duty. I'm sure the Srila Gurudev's blessings will be showered upon you. Also today, so many devotees gathered together after Sri Padmanabh Maharaj's class in the morning. Our beloved Indian godbrothers from Brisbane supplied us prasad for breakfast, which we were so thankful for. And all day the devotees have been working very hard. The ladies have been here decorating the hall very beautifully. Gorgeous. The other son and all just here. Who could possibly do this in a few hours? And today, many of the men were busy taking our kitchen 15 kilometres out into the mountains. By the mercy of Rajabalabhu and his family, they've enabled us to set up a kitchen in their shed. And prasad has been cooked for you today and will be offered and distributed this evening and for the next few days. So to all those devotees who helped for that, thank you very much. And just shortly, I'd like to remind all of you that, as Tripad Madhav Maharaj has mentioned, all of this costs a lot of money. I won't mention details, it's not really appropriate, but I will say to you all that we're begging your mercy to please contribute as much as you can for your stay here. All of the facilities here are being supplied for you. Srila Gurudev and all the wonderful Vaishnavas and Sannyasis have come here to help us to give Harikatha, to listen to Harikatha, and to try and inspire us. If we can contribute something towards the upkeep of this festival over the next few days, then that would be very helpful and also very inspiring for all the devotees that have worked so hard. Malati Devi, standing in the back in the white with her hand up and a big smile on her face. She is so eager to accept your kind donations to continue the festival. So please don't be shy. And if you have any complaints about how things have gone, please get them to yourself because we don't have a complaint box. If you have anything good to say, please tell me through the Gurudev. Tomorrow morning, Srila Madhav Maharaj will again give morning class here on the biography of Srila Gurudev, 7:30 in the morning. Jai Srila Gurudev ki jai! Tomorrow morning, we will further let you know exactly what our timings are for prasadam, because there's a lot of very difficult logistics involved. Now I'll hand you over to Srila Padmanabha Maharaj. The hall opens here at 7 o'clock in the morning. There will be a security guard here to open the doors for us, so someone must be here by 7. And this evening we have to be out by 10 o'clock. And the guards have come and locked the doors on us. So all the devotees, after you've taken your prasad And again, back to something else I forgot. This is Mahulba's main prestigious greeting hall here, our function hall. Please be very careful when you're taking bishad and want to lay mats down and protect the carpet. And when you finish taking bishad, please ensure that you stay around and help the devotees to clean up and to represent our Shula Gurudev as a very proper association here. Anybody who is struggling for accommodation, can't find tents or houses or whatever, please make your way to the cinema and talk to Mahaprabhu. There will be some discrimination. We're not accepting just everybody off the street. We're talking about Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis who have come to hear Srila Gurudev's Hari Katha. But please see Mahaprabhu with the glasses on head. At the cinema, which is down on the corner opposite Coles, the diagonal corner from Coles, on the corner of the main street of Mawalama. Jai, Hari Bol. Just one last announcement. Tomorrow morning, there is going to be the opportunity for devotees to receive initiation from Srila Gurudev at 9:30 at the house where he is staying. And the devotees who want to receive initiation, they have to have a recommendation from any senior devotee, and they should come there before 9:30. They should come by 9 o'clock with some flowers, fruits, offerings. Men should shave their heads, and also they should have some Lakshmi offering for Srila Gurudev. So great opportunity to receive the ultimate benediction of life, connection with the Sadguru. Srila Gurudev.